1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
If you can, I'd appreciate it. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bob Bakian, consumer advocate. You're in Tampa now, Bob?
I flew into Tampa, Phil, just about, I'd say probably an hour ago, and we're in the, right now we're on our way to the Hyatt, but we're going to try to stop by the hospital to see Terry if we can.
All right, Bob Bakian is a consumer advocate. What you are asking to do is very unconventional. You want to have a webcam installed in Terry Schiavo's room.
That is correct, Phil.
Just so I can let people know who Terry Schiavo is, because we still need to bring people up to speed on the tragic story of this woman, 36, 37 years of age. I think she's older, actually, maybe even approaching 40. She went into a coma or a vegetative state after her heart stopped in 1990. Her husband would like to have the feeding tube pulled. Her family, the blood relatives, do not want that to happen. I believe that Jeb Bush interceded, the governor of Florida, correct?
That is correct. And he interceded, Phil, and he has had that feeding tube reinserted. The ACLU, by the way, most recently, I think, has taken up the cause of Michael Schiavo, who is the husband.
All right, so that's where we are. And this is one of those stories that just, good Lord, I mean, two groups of people who love her, I think. Don't you think so?
I don't know. Let me tell you what I think, Phil, and I think that you and your listeners are going to be a little bit surprised. I flew into Tampa. I was on the phone with a very good friend of mine by the name of Neil Bartel. Neil's been a reporter in the Florida, especially a reporter in the Tallahassee area of Florida for the last 30 years. Neil used to work a hospital beat. And Neil particularly did a health report for a major newspaper in the Orlando area about people who were in comatose states, people in ICU, people who were relative residents of hospitals because of their status as patients. I got on the phone with another friend of mine in Tampa by the name of Don Kettinger. And Don invited me to fly down here and take a look at the records on this case, which I did. I looked at the stuff on the Terry Schiavo case. I looked at the family. I spent a couple of nights talking this over with Don and talking it over with my wife, Terry, who does a lot of research for me. And Phil, I am not 100% convinced that this story is on the up and up at all.
And now, you told me that you don't believe Terry Schiavo's in a coma at all.
No, I do not. I think this is a massive con job being run on the citizens of Florida in particular. I don't think this was ever intended to be a national story. I think it got out of control. But I think this story was intended to be a con job on the citizens of Florida, a citizenry that has grown up with the National Enquirer and is a home to some of the most extreme and ridiculous stories that we've ever read, not only the National Enquirer, but the Daily Globe and other newspapers like that, World Weekly News. I think this was intended to be a con job to extort malpractice money and to eventually get a book or possibly a TV movie deal.
So Terry Schiavo right now is not in a vegetative state. She's fully conscious.
I believe that not only is she fully conscious, I believe that her husband, if that's indeed who he is completely in cahoots here, and I also believe that the family is. Now, this is my opinion, but everything I've read, everything that I know about stories involving comatose or vegetative state patients, this is not adding up. That's why we're in Tampa. That's why I'm going to go to the hospital to see if we can't get a webcam in that room. And I'm going to be very interested to know what the response of the Schiavo family and the Schindler family will be. Michael Schiavo, for all I know, could be a professional actor. Although I did do some background, I'm pretty sure they were married, and I think that that's all in the up and up. But I want to get that camera in that room.
So you want to find out whether or not there's some kind of a canard or a game being played by the families. Now, how are you going to get permission?
That is correct.
How are you going to get, let me give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. This is about as bizarre a thing as I've ever, you understand, about as bizarre a thing as I've ever heard.
No doubt, Phil. But I've seen a lot of crazy things.
How are you going to get permission from the family to have that camera put in there?
Well, Phil, it doesn't matter. They're going to give me permission because if they say no, obviously they're hiding something. I want to say to Michael Schiavo and the Schindler family, and I want to say it to Terry herself, you better be ready to prove that Terry is in a vegetative state, or I'm going to rip the lid off of this, and Florida's never going to be the same. I think you need to ask yourself this question. First off, this is taking place in a state well known for confidence games, con jobs, and extorting money. It's also taking place in a state where the population has been weaned on this National Enquirer mentality, the high drama, the exploitation. And I got to tell you, it's taking place in a state where if you had a populace that was receptive to this kind of manipulation, with all due respect, it's the state of Florida. And this National Enquirer mentality, the high drama, the exploitation, we need to know if what is happening is really happening.
Well, what do you mean specifically?
Well, I want to know who put Terry up to this. Was it her blood family? Was it her husband? Is this something she has taken on herself? Because I'll tell you this, it's possible this entire Terry Schiavo story is a sick and twisted lie. She's never been in a coma. She's never been in a vegetative state, and I'm calling that family out right now. That's why we want to put the camera in there.
Unbelievable. And I'm not saying that I believe you either, okay?
I don't expect you to believe me, because we have done this kind of work for the last 12 years. And believe me, one of the most slick and easily conceived and easily executed cons is this con that has people believing someone's in a coma or a vegetative state. Now, I can tell you that it's worth a lot of money in terms of malpractice, a lot of money in terms of book deals, publicity, and the like. And it is a slick, fairly difficult to execute, but nonetheless, well executed, it can make somebody a lot of money.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bob Bakian with us on the Terry Schiavo story, the lady who's in the vegetative state in Tampa, correct?
Yes, for the Hillsborough County area.
That she's kidding, that she's not really in a coma.
Well, whether she's kidding or not, I think this is a... I think people are going to be, after I get done, going through what I've got to go through, and after I get done looking into this, I'll be able to educate the people of Florida a little bit better on this, because a lot of people down there have been spending a lot of emotional time and energy on this story. I've seen them walking down the street with these signs that say, let Terry die with dignity, and then other people saying, don't take her off the... And I believe the family, Terry, everybody is having one big laugh.
Terry Schiavo is not in a vegetative state. She's well aware and conscious of what's going on, as is her husband, as is her blood, as are her blood family members, and the people that are being made fools out of are we, the public.
She may be a con artist. We can't let her get away with this, I don't think, nor the other family. I've spent the last 12 years looking into these kinds of things, and I can tell you that nothing pulls at the heartstrings of the public like a situation where someone is in a coma or someone's been away for a long time in some kind of a semi-conscious state. People are very, very affected by this. Knowing this, the average con man, and as I said, Florida is a breeding ground and a fertile ground for these people. The average con man has a hard time resisting this. Over the next 3 days, I'm going to be trying to gain access to Terry Schiavo's hospital room to mount a camera.
All right. In mounting the webcam in her hospital room, are you hoping to see her slip up? Are you hoping to?
Well, Phil, we did the exact same thing 5 years ago, and that was the William Pugh story, the William Pugh case, which was in Dayton, Ohio. This was a commercial fisherman. We were asked to believe was in a coma. We kept his house under surveillance and photographed him walking about his backyard, going in and out of his garage. And I'll tell you, that saved an insurance company an awful lot of money.
All right, so this guy was supposed to be in a coma, and you photographed him walking around.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, for the period of 3 days.
And he didn't know you were there, obviously.
No, he thought that that we and the insurance people had withdrawn. He thought he was pretty much alone, save for a wife and a daughter who were totally in on it.
All right, so the camera in the hospital room, maybe we'll be able to catch Terry at an unguarded moment, what, getting up and brushing her teeth?
Getting up and doing anything that would bespeak somebody who is not in a state of mind that one would call semi-conscious or vegetative.
But when you look at her face, she looks very much like she is ill or is semi-conscious.
Well, then, Phil, that can be affected a lot of different ways. It's not difficult. The only people that get close to her are her family. So if there are any what they call theatrical lift-ups, which is tape that you can apply to make the lips look drawn in, if there's any kind of theatrical makeup applied to Terry, the only people going to be able to see it up close are her family members. Everybody else is kept pretty much at arm's distance.
Do you think she's faking it?
I can tell you that I've seen cases where it's happened. It wouldn't surprise me if this is the case.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bob Bakian here. He is in Tampa, and he wants to get a webcam in Terry Schiavo's hospital room to keep an eye on her because, in his opinion, she could be faking it, that her husband might be faking it, that the family may be in on this, and that the whole thing is an elaborate con that has been practiced before to bilk malpractice money and to bilk not only malpractice money, but to money for book deals, money for, movie deals, TV movie of the weeks, etc. He says he's seen this happen before. If this is the case, this is unbelievable. This woman's face has been on television every single day. I mean, we see it. And if she's an actress, she's a damn good one. Also, Mr. Bakian made the point that Florida is a breeding ground for these kinds of confidence games, and that the people who live in Florida may be susceptible to this because they were basically surrounded by the National Enquirer mentality. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got Bob Bakian on the line with me, and we're talking about something that is very difficult to believe. You think it's possible that Terry Schiavo and the entire family, they're faking this whole coma situation for money.
Well, Phil, I do, and I'll tell you why. The public believes the media, and the media is showing us a victim. And people like victims, because it makes them feel a little bit lucky, I guess, in the way their lives go. Now, they lied about Jessica Lynch, and they've lied about others. Why not Terry Schiavo? I'll tell you why. They have probably, or they could have lied about Terry Schiavo as well. There's a lot of money involved in the publicity of people who are terminally ill or who are otherwise so indisposed physically that we feel very sorry for them. Now, these calculated shots on the news at night showing a seemingly vegetative Terry Schiavo, and I say seemingly because, as I said, I believe she is in perfect health and in perfect state of mind. The mother leaning over her, the father leaning over her, all of these things. I don't believe for one second that those images broadcast around the world can do anything but tug at the heartstrings of people that are watching them. And, of course, knowing what I know, I realize that this is something that could be an elaborate con and could cost people an awful lot of money. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Phil. Of the people that have called in so far, how many believe what I'm saying and how many don't?
All right. Now, I know you were going to ask me that, and I asked Janice to keep a running tally. There's a good majority that believe you.
Now, how many of those people that believe me would have thought this possible yesterday?
Well, a lot of them are listening to what you're saying, and a lot of people, of the people calling our show so far, most of them believe you. A lot of them hearing what you were saying are saying that it wasn't anything that they even considered, and they feel a little foolish.
Well, that is what we're taught. That's the hallmark of the con job, to feel foolish. Now, if I can open the eyes of the average person, especially Floridians, that this is something practiced to a great degree and they're a part of the country, then maybe we can stop this from happening. Now, you have to understand it. Terry's family, I think, timed this to a T. Since 9/11, we've needed a new victim, and I think Terry's it. We haven't we heard anything about her until now. She's been in a coma for 10 years. Why all of a sudden now?
Well, did it have something to do with a battle over
The feeding tube? No, the feeding tube battle's been going on for 10 years. No, it happened now because the people involved in this con job realize that this is the time for them to start to make their money. They can really make hay while the sun shines. They can really come out of this thing with some nice scratch and go back to whatever hole they came out of. I don't think for a minute, though, that these people have any illusions. I think they think the game is up. They've probably gotten more publicity than they needed, and they're going to want to conclude this very rapidly.
Well, all right, if this is a con, how do you conclude a con like this? Do you pretend like she dies? Do you?
Oh, no. I think what will happen will be that there will be a relenting on the part of Michael, that they'll let her live, that the feeding tube will stay in, that the book deal will get signed, that a lawsuit will be processed that will garner the family money as a result of all of this, that she will be moved home out of the hospital because they want her at home. And you won't hear any more about Terry Schiavo. And the next thing you may see is a photograph in a newspaper of her laying on a beach in Rio de Janeiro, or a beautiful young woman suddenly restored to health. This is why guys like me are around, Phil, because the average American, the average consumer of the pulp news, National Enquirer, and World Weekly News, and Daily Globe, and Daily Sun, and Daily Star, the average American just doesn't look that deeply into a news story.
Terry Schiavo, has she ever been in a vegetative state?
Why haven't they asked Terry what she wants? She can see. These are suspicious things to watch for in a scam.
Right, when you say that she has not been asked...
She can see and she can hear. I never once hear them say, what would you like, Terry? Can we make you more comfortable, Terry? Ask her questions that she can respond to and say, yeah, I'd like this or that. But they never do that. That's something that I've been looking at. I've also been looking at tapes of the way she's smiling. And it looks to me sometimes that there are muscles in action that should not be able to be moved.
What, facial muscles?
That's correct.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. As I said, Terry Schiavo, for 10 years plus, has been in an alleged vegetative state. See, now I'm even saying alleged.
Well, I think we all need to start looking suspiciously, Phil.
And now we have Bob Bakian down here from Cleveland, Ohio, and he is going to put a webcam in her hospital room so that he can monitor her behavior and her movements and see whether or not this is an entire con job. Now, as I said, how are you going to get the family to allow you to put that in there? You really think they're going to be intimidated and they won't be able to say no?
Well, if the family says no, you can't put a webcam in the hospital room, that is my green light. That's when I know I got them. That's when I know I got them on the run. They don't want a webcam in that hospital room any more than Terry does, because they know that it's going to limit their movement and limit their ability to do what they want to do, even when the press isn't there. I could catch anything on that webcam that is indicative of someone who is faking a vegetative state. Her winking at her husband, getting up to go to the bathroom, getting up to turn the television set on when she doesn't think there's any member of the press around. Any number of these things, I can burn that family to the ground. And that's what I aim to do if this is a con job, and I believe it is.
Bob Bakian, consumer advocate in Tampa. He thinks the whole Terry Schiavo thing is a fake.
But plus, she smiles a lot. That means she knows she's scamming. If you look at her face,
what do you mean?
She's smiling all the time. She thinks the whole thing is hysterical. She thinks she's got everybody on the run. Watch that, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Terry Schiavo, the story of a woman who may be faking her vegetative state for money. Perhaps for other things. Who knows? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Day 15 in the strike by United Commercial Food and Commercial Workers out here in California and elsewhere in the United States, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. There's also been reports of violence on the picket lines. There have been reports of so-called scabs getting hit, beaten, etc. on some of these picket lines. Brass Villanueva is a young man. He lives in Monterey Park, California. He was one of those people hit or struck by strikers out at in front of one of the markets being struck out in Malvina. Is that correct, Brass?
Yes, sir. And
Tell me what happened.
First thing I want to say is I want everyone to know that I support United Food and Commercial Workers Strike. I support No Give Back.
Are you a union member?
No, I am not. But.